From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:06.
The moment that you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, we have some breaking news. A judge has ruled that the proposed overhaul of the SAVE program for those people seeking to rework their student loans, well, that SAVE overhaul is apparently unlawful. So what does this mean for you, the person repaying your student loans? We will tell you what we know at this hour. Also, in the next 30 minutes, we will have a preview of what's going on with the primaries in New York State, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 30% chance of showers and storms, some fog after midnight. It's going to be humid tonight, as the fog might have indicated. Lows in the mid-60s tonight, more fog tomorrow morning, still very humid tomorrow with a slight chance of rain in the morning. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s, 50% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night with lows in the mid-60s.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Emporia, 80 in Abilene. It is 3:20, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Tensions between President Trump and Senate Republicans are bubbling over.
He's got two speeds, uninterested in the speed a lot. And on the things that are important to him, he moves at the speed a lot.
Now, some Senate Republicans say the president's unpredictable actions risk derailing their shared agenda. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition is the show. Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
News headlines coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence and 77 in Topeka. It is 3:30.
The report cited Israel's continued use of powerful munitions in densely populated areas, despite rising child casualties. It said an Israeli blockade of food and medicine also resulted in preventable deaths of children. Israel rejected the report's findings, saying it considered them libelous.
That's Jane Raff. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The National Weather Service has classified the severe storms that began in northeast Kansas and ended up in Oklahoma early Sunday as a derecho. Derechos are sometimes called inland hurricanes. They're fast-moving and widespread storms that produce destructive straight-line winds of at least 58 miles per hour along a path at least 240 miles wide. The Weather Service says Sunday morning storms produced at least 5 wind gusts in excess of 70 miles per hour. Derechos occur most often during the summer when the air is hot and humid. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is distributing grants to 15 organizations to help avoid chronic illnesses. The programs will cover 25 counties. Jessica Reth is the Community Food and Housing Coordinator with United Way Flint Hills, a nonprofit based in Emporia. She says the organization is using the $45,000 they were awarded to focus on three initiatives: tobacco prevention, nutrition, and physical activity.
Reducing some of those maybe unhealthier habits, such as smoking tobacco, you're able to be at less of a risk for chronic disease.
Reth says her region struggles with higher rates of obesity, tobacco usage, and high blood pressure. She says the goal is to remove barriers to healthy lifestyles. Kansas State workers who choose the Blue Cross health plan next year will see their rates rise by 10%. That would completely eat up the 1% raise they will receive. About 88% of the state workers on health plans chose Blue Cross in 2026, and the rest chose the alternative Aetna. Aetna's rates will not rise next year. The Kansas Reflector reports state administrators previously considered removing Blue Cross as an option altogether. The city of Lawrence's embrace of Algerian culture and visitors is continuing at a week-long annual arts festival. The Free State Festival celebrates the spirit of Kansas with films that challenge, inspire, and entertain, and the Algerian team's presence in town for the World Cup pushed organizers to program some relevant films. That includes a screening tonight of the 1966 film The Battle of Algiers. Festival director Marlo Angel says it's a chance for people to find community.
And so I hope that people can experience a little bit of that during this week of the festival, not only enjoying what we have programmed, but also going out into the community and enjoying the street parties, enjoying the live music that's on the streets, and really having a beautiful time in Lawrence, Kansas.
The festival concludes on Sunday with a screening of Seized, which is about the police raid of a Central Kansas newspaper, the Marion County Record. More information is available at freestatefestival.org. 30% chance of rain tonight and humid with a low in the mid-60s. This is KPR, and it is 3:35.
From NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Money from the federal Rural Health Transformation Program is flowing into Kansas. The funding is partly intended to offset cuts to Medicaid. And the first group of grantees was recently announced. Reporter Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service spoke with editor Stephen Caranda about the purpose of the fund and how rural hospitals in Kansas are actually using it.
Well, Beck, before we dig into how
they spoke with said more systems change needs to happen on both federal and state levels to protect rural hospitals.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporter Beck Shackelford-Wongonga speaking with editor Stephen Caranda about how Kansas is using the Rural Health Transformation Fund. Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. To hear more stories from the Kansas News Service, just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, Northeast Kansas's only community-owned grocery store. More information at themerck.coop.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01, at 4:06, an expansive bipartisan bill intended to bring down the cost of housing by boosting the supply of homes is now headed for a final vote in the House. It already passed the Senate yesterday. Stephen Bisaha will tell us all about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
30% chance of showers and storms tonight with fog after midnight. Going to be humid tonight, too, with lows in the mid-60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of rain in the morning, more fog in the morning, and still humid. Tomorrow's high in the lower 80s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Morning edition from NPR News. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have the latest regional news. We're live with local We Are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 78 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
79 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Topeka, 76 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30. 4:36, the Supreme Court issued a bunch of rulings today. One of them involved a Louisiana prisoner whose hair was forcibly shaved off by prison guards. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that man cannot sue the guards themselves. We'll tell you why, or at least Nina Totenberg will, coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Whether your passion is for unbiased, in-depth news or for beautiful music, you can feed your passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR and the programs that feed your mind and soul and all the news that matters by making a contribution at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you so much.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Cake, June 27th at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 27th.
30% chance of rain tonight, patchy fog after midnight, very humid today and tomorrow, lows tonight in the mid-60s, highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. It is 79 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Manhattan, 81 in Abilene. It is 4:20.
Or tap out over the next few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Hunter Morrison in Ketchikan, Alaska. This is NPR News.
Tensions between President Trump and Senate Republicans are bubbling over.
He's got two speeds, uninterested in the speed of light. And on the things that are important to him, he moves at the speed of light.
Now some Senate Republicans say the president's unpredictable actions risk derailing their shared agenda. That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show. It's a great way to start off your day in an informed way.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
News headlines are coming your way in just about another 30 seconds. It's 77 degrees in Topeka, 77 in Atchison. It's 4:30.
The advances on all fronts in Ukraine, a claim at odds with Western intelligence assessments showing heavy Russian losses and incremental battlefield gains at best. Charles Baines, NPR News, Moscow.
Stocks fell hard on Wall Street as investors questioned the value of high-flying AI stocks and whether they can deliver. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee released its version of the Farm Bill this afternoon. It includes expanded crop insurance, including for lost revenue, bigger farm loans, and more funds for conservation and international trade promotion. Most provisions would be funded by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed last year. Despite calls for change made by congressional Democrats, the bill does not roll back cuts to SNAP. It also left out bipartisan measures on expanded ethanol sales and pesticide regulation. Congress has until September 30th to pass a final version. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is distributing grants to 15 organizations to help avoid chronic illnesses. The programs will cover 25 counties. Jessica Reth is the Community Food and Housing Coordinator with United Way Flint Hills, a nonprofit based in Emporia. She says the organization is using their $45,000 they were awarded to focus on three initiatives: tobacco prevention, nutrition, and physical activity.
Reducing some of those maybe unhealthier habits, such as smoking tobacco, you're able to be at less of a risk for chronic disease.
Reth says her region struggles with higher rates of obesity, tobacco usage, and high blood pressure. She says the goal is to remove barriers to healthy lifestyles. A federal judge yesterday ruled that Kansas and other states cannot ban people on food assistance from using their benefits to purchase soda. A ban on using Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits to buy soft drinks and candy is scheduled to go into effect in Kansas this coming February. But U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson has ruled that only Congress, not the states, can define what food is when it comes to SNAP. The ruling was reported by The Hill, a news service that covers Congress. Five SNAP recipients have sued the USDA for allowing states to implement bans on certain food purchases. The city of Lawrence's embrace of Algerian culture and visitors is continuing at our week-long annual arts festival. The Free State Festival is celebrating the spirit of Kansas with arts that challenge, inspire, and entertain, and the Algerian team's presence in town for the World Cup pushed organizers to program some relevant films, including a screening tonight of the 1966 film The Battle of Algiers. Festival director Marlo Angel says it's a chance for people to find community.
And so I hope that people can experience a little bit of that during this week of the festival, not only enjoying what we have programmed, but also going out into the community and enjoying the street parties, enjoying the live music that's on the streets, and really having a beautiful time in Lawrence, Kansas.
More information is available at freestatefestival.org.
Hudson River Valley.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence. So at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, we're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:01, at 5:06. Kind of a down day for the stock market. Investors are selling off AI-related stocks. Doubts are surfacing over whether massive spending on AI is worth the investment, or if it is all just, you know, the new tulips. So we will talk about that and a discovery described here as miraculous involving some DNA from the Revolutionary War era. Those stories and more still to come on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Of this NPR station.
Divides over GOP priorities ahead of this fall's midterm elections are testing the relationship between President Trump and Senate Republicans. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We'll start it off with news headlines. It's 5 o'clock.
PR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence and 78 in Topeka. It's 5:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and we're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Plenty to talk about in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines that will happen at 5:30. Then at about 5:44, rural hospitals in Kansas will be using federal money to help them transform and expand access to health care. Some are using the dollars to create new services like mobile maternal health clinics.
All the counties that we're serving don't have labor and delivery departments. So again, it's not competitive towards what's already down there. It's a way, in essence, to collaborate. And prenatal care is so important.
You'll hear more about what hospitals are doing with the money in just about 25 minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight. We do have a 30% chance of showers and storms. Patchy fog is possible after midnight. It's going to be humid overnight with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still humid. We'll see some fog around in the morning. That's how humid. With a slight chance of showers and storms in the morning, highs in the lower 80s, and a 50% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night. We are expecting a low in the mid-60s. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 75 in Abilene, 75 in Chanute. It is 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. You'll get caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 5:30.
Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.
A rough day on Wall Street. Stocks fell across the board. You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The Senate Agriculture Committee released its version of the Farm Bill this afternoon. It includes expanded crop insurance, including for lost revenue, It also includes bigger farm loans and more funds for conservation and international trade promotion. Most provisions would be funded by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed last year. Despite calls for change made by congressional Democrats, the bill does not roll back cuts to SNAP. It also left out bipartisan measures on expanded ethanol sales and pesticide regulations. Congress has until September 30th to pass a final version. Kansas State workers who choose the Blue Cross health plan next year will see their rates rise by 10%. That would completely eat up the 1% raise they'll receive. About 88% of state workers on health plans chose Blue Cross in 2026. The rest chose the alternative, Aetna. Aetna's rates will not rise next year. The Kansas Reflector reports state administrators previously considered removing Blue Cross as an option altogether. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is distributing grants to 15 organizations to help avoid chronic illnesses. The programs will cover 25 counties. Jessica Reth is the Community Food and Housing Coordinator with United Way Flint Hills. That's a nonprofit based in Emporia. She says the organization is using the $45,000 they were awarded to focus on three initiatives: tobacco prevention, nutrition, and physical activity.
Reducing some of those maybe unhealthier habits, such as smoking tobacco, you're able to be at less of a risk for chronic disease.
Reth says her region struggles with higher rates of obesity, tobacco usage, and high blood pressure. She says the goal is to remove barriers to healthy lifestyles. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 30% chance of showers and storms, patchy fog after midnight, and humid tonight with a low in the mid-60s. More patchy fog tomorrow morning, slight chance of rain, still humid, highs in the lower 80s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 5:35.
The kitchen table, pocketbook issues. Is my community safe? Is my country safe?
But is it harder to focus on that now? I asked. I'm doing my best to stay focused, Thune shot back as he disappeared into his office. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Money from the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program is now flowing into Kansas. The funding is partially intended to offset cuts to Medicaid, and the first group of grantees were recently announced. Reporter Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service spoke with editor Stephen Caranda about the purpose of the fund and how rural hospitals in Kansas are using it.
Well, Beck, before we...
sources and staff to pull all this off immediately... And so to transform care delivery, right, rural transformation is kind of a stretch in my opinion.
Trice and others I spoke with said more systems change needs to happen on both federal and state levels to protect rural hospitals.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporter Beck Shackelford-Wongonga and editor Stephen Caranda about how the state of Kansas is using the Rural Health Transformation Fund. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. To hear more stories from the Kansas News Service, all you need to do is visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. We will have an update of news headlines at 6:01, at 6:06. We'll learn about the final vote on the expansive bipartisan bill intended to bring down the cost of housing by boosting the supply of homes. How's it all turned out? We'll tell you coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. This is KPR.
Sustainable futures.
Divides over GOP priorities ahead of this fall's midterm elections are testing the relationship between President Trump and Senate Republicans. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's morning edition is the program. The latest national, international, and regional news to start off your day. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.